Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast.
We're your hosts. I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organized.
And I'm Kirsty Faruja from Feels Like Home.
We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organized.
To hang out with us more, check out the Art of Decluttering on Facebook and Instagram.
And we'd love you to check out our website, artofdecluttering.com.au, and see all that's happening over there. Let's get started.
Hello, lovely listeners. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Cass.
Today, we're talking about the junk room.
Junk room.
Junk, 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 junk.
Junk room.
Junk room.
Hands up. Do you have a junk room? And keep your hand up if when you bought your house, you intended on having a junk room. I thought so. Junk rooms just kind of evolve. They're an evolving creature.
Yes.
They're very rarely birthed out of love and intention.
I love this.
It's true though. Don't you think of a junk room as like it just grows and has legs of its own and it takes over a space? It's like a parasite.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, nobody buys a house and goes, bedroom for Johnny, bedroom for Elizabeth, bedroom for mum and dad, and the junk room. That's what we want. Four bedrooms, one junk room.
Yeah. We definitely need a junk room.
Yeah.
No.
But not everyone has a junk room. But I think that people with junk rooms think everybody has a junk room.
Yeah.
Do you have a junk room?
No.
No, me neither.
No, we've never really had a junk room.
We have. When we first got married, we were in a two-bedroom unit and we were obviously in one bedroom and the other bedroom had a spare bed in it because we were living in the country, so we'd sometimes have people come down and stay, and it very quickly became the junk room. And I think the reason it became a junk room is we were so flipping dirt poor. People would give us stuff that they didn't want anymore because they figured Cal and Amy can have it. They don't have any money. And we ended up with other people's rubbish in our junk room.
Yeah, so it's not your junk room. It was other people's junk.
Yeah, and they weren't giving us their junk as in we don't know how to dispose of it.
No.
But we totally didn't need it, nor really want it, but we had nothing. And we're like, sure, we'll take that fold-out desk. Yes, we'd love a chest of drawers.
Yeah. Thank you for being generous.
And that became our junk room.
Yeah.
And I hated it. Hated it.
Yeah. I equate junk rooms with the episode we did a few weeks ago on master bedrooms.
Oh.
Because I feel like if you don't have a master bedroom that you use as your junk room, that you then have a junk room.
So people with a junk room tend to have an organized master, is that what you're saying?
Well, potentially, but the junk that accumulates in a junk room doesn't necessarily accumulate in the master bedroom because they've got a room for their junk to go.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It's where clutter goes to die.
It is. It's where procrastination goes.
That is one. Let's say that again, Kirst.
It's where procrastination goes.
To die.
To live and inhabit and grow and fester and expand and all that loveliness, really.
Junk rooms are kind of like the shame room of Australian homes and worldwide homes, aren't they? Because people are never proud of their junk room.
Yeah.
Like if you're taking someone of a tour of your house, you'd be like, this is the master bedroom, here's the kids' rooms. That's the junk room, door closed.
Yeah.
That's the junk room.
Don't look in there.
Don't look in there. That's what they say. That's the junk room, don't look in there.
I feel like our American friends, that's their basement.
Basement or attic?
Yes.
Yep.
This is what I go off from our American friends' TV shows.
Yeah, that's right. We're so educated.
Because I've only been to America know. I lived in America for 7 weeks and I have been to America for another 4 weeks, but I lived with an Australian family when I was 14 there for 4 weeks. So they didn't really have a junk room.
No.
Didn't really have a basement, I don't think.
I feel like the junk room is the unidentified object room of a house.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah. Well, it's UFOs, so unidentified, not frozen
objects. I love it.
But it is procrastination. It is, I have not made a home for this and I don't know where it should live, going to put it in the junk room.
I think junk room and spare room are often interchangeable. Or people would say it's my guest room.
Yeah.
But it's also the junk room.
Yeah.
So one of the tips we want to give you to decide what's in the world to do with the junk room is say, A, what's the purpose of it right now?
Mm.
And be honest, if the purpose of it is to dump your stuff in, say that. And then ask the question, what did I want for this room when we first moved in?
Or what do I want now? Because maybe you first moved in before you had children and so it was your home office or your study or your music room or your Lego room. And then kids took over those spaces, you know, and so everything from the kids' rooms ended up in the junk room.
Mm.
And so what not only – I think that's a great question to ask. However, if your life circumstances have changed since buying the house, ask the question, what do I want this room? In an ideal world, if there was no junk, if I could start afresh, what would the purpose for this room be?
Junk rooms are often too where things go to die when you were trying to sell them online.
Yes.
I'm going to sell that cot and recoup some of the money that I invested, or that pram or that drum kit or that guitar or that tent. I'll put it in the junk room for when I've got time.
Yep.
You're not going to make time while it's in the junk room.
No.
Because it's not in your face. Procrastination lives in the junk room. Yep. I feel like on everyone's house plans, it should be like master suite, bedroom one, bedroom two, procrastination. That's where procrastination lives.
Yeah. But procrastination does not need to live in your home. In fact, I would suggest that procrastination needs a good kick up the bottom and told to go and live out in the outback somewhere. Far, far, far away from your house, because you have the power to reclaim that room. You are the controller of your own life. You're the controller of your home, and you can take back power from procrastination and tell it does not live here anymore.
Preach it, sister.
Oh, I feel like I'm getting my sermon on.
I think you might be.
Ah.
One of the things that I was thinking about is rooms without purpose look like rooms without a purpose. So if it is just
Well, say it again. Truth bomb.
All right. Rooms without purpose look like a room without purpose.
Yeah.
Hello.
Sister. Now it's your turn to preach it.
So if you don't know what you want to do in there, it is not, it's not confusing to us why it's ended up being a junk room.
Yeah, it's a vacuum and for procrastination.
And it's also the place that your hobbies go to die.
Oh.
And I think...
Stop. Stop again. You're making me sad for time before kids.
If the sewing machine's at the back of there, or you're knitting, or you're scrapbooking, or your pottery, or
guitars,
anything, whatever it is that you had as a hobby that you've let die, I think you almost need someone to come with you into your junk room and help you do some like brain work.
Mm.
Like, what is the fact that your crocheting is sitting in a basket in the corner of the junk room say about you? Is this representative of what you want crocheting to look like in your life?
Wow.
Hmm. There's a whole lot to do with junk rooms. Junk rooms are a really – people avoid junk rooms.
Totes.
When they get us into declutter, it's like, let's do the kitchen, let's do the master bedroom, we'll do the study, we'll do the kids' rooms, we'll do the lounge room, we'll do the pantry, we'll do the bathrooms, we'll do the laundry. Oh, no, don't worry about the junk room.
Do you know why? Because it has no purpose.
Like, and a room without purpose looks like
a room without a purpose. Whereas every other room that you just identified has another purpose. So there's incentive to get those rooms done because you want to reclaim them as your master bedroom. You want to reclaim it as a living room. You want to reclaim your kids' rooms. You want to reclaim the toy room. You don't need to reclaim the junk room unless you are having another child. That's when we get called in.
Yes.
Often when our clients do want to address the junk room, it's because there's they're bringing another child into the world, or parents are moving in with them, or there is a purpose for that room. But you can give a room a purpose today.
I think the reason we get called in is not just because there's a purpose, but there's an urgency.
Yes.
The baby is coming. The mother-in-law is coming. The urgency is what drives people to do the junk room.
Yes. And I would challenge everybody today that the urgency to kick procrastination out of your house should be urgency.
Yeah.
Like, go.
I was going to say, I'm like raising my hands in the air, whacking all kinds of sound equipment while I do it. But I feel like some of our listeners might have a bit of guilt around wanting to have a reading room, wanting to have a room that your husband writes the book he's always wanted to write, or your wife gets to sit at night and crochet and read or crochet, or there's some purpose for the room. And I feel like people are a bit like, that's indulgent. It's indulgent for me to have a whole room in my house that is for podcasting because I really want to create a podcast for men who ride motorbikes. I really want to create a podcast about women who skydive, like whatever it is. And people are like, that's indulgent. What does that say about the priority you're putting on the things that are important to you? If you feel better about having a junk room that's got no purpose than if you set aside a room to invest in yourself.
And in serving the world, however that is, whether it's by crocheting, and it doesn't have to serve the world, but a lot of what you mentioned serves the world. Crocheting serves the world because it serves you and it serves the person who admires the beauty of the crocheting.
Yeah, your junk room is not serving you. It's not serving the world. It's sucking the life out of your home.
And procrastination lives there.
Yeah, we don't want procrastination living in your house. I'm getting like all fired up. I am.
Right,
we need
to rename this podcast episode from junk room to the girls get preachy.
The girls get totally preachy because if you think it's more important for you to have a junk room than space to do your hobbies, what if you want a music room? What if your kids are taking up instruments and at the moment they're playing on the end of the bed or their keyboards in a corner of something? Make a music room. Like, this is your life. Now is your life. Make the space for it in your home.
Preach it, sister. Preach it.
Getting a little bit fired up here because I want you to value you. Value your time, value your home. That room is being misused. It is my personal opinion, and Kirstie, I'd be interested to hear what you think. I have not yet come across a house that needs a junk room. I honestly have not come across a house who I couldn't help them completely eliminate their need for a junk room.
I completely agree. What junk, I'm using air quotes, sometimes the junk in that room is not junk. And it needs yes. to be turned into that music room or the Lego room or the toy room or the reading room. So we may have started with that intention. Hey, I'm going to make this a music room one day. And you've put some instruments in there, but you haven't created that space for it properly. And then other things, procrastination goes in there as well.
Yeah, because you put in things that don't have a home.
Yeah.
And that's going, oh my goodness, I'm whacking stuff everywhere.
So passionate right
I'm
now.
Like knocking
things. I know. I think you need to stand everywhere. Up so you can get your preach girl on. Calm
and
down.
You need to take a breath. So the things that you put in a junk room is because they don't have a home.
Yes.
Your home for something is not the junk room. It's like, I don't know where. It's where homelessness lives yes. in your home. There's nothing positive in your junk room. There might be things in there that are glimmers of hope. Like Kirstie said, like maybe it's got all your footy memorabilia. And actually what you want is to set up a Richmond memorial room where you keep, sorry, bombers, that's us, but I was trying to, you know.
I know, you're trying to be inclusive.
I was trying to be inclusive. But let's be honest, you want to set up a bomber's shrine. That's okay. It's okay for you to have a room in your house that is indulgent.
Yes, it totally is.
And if there are things in there that belong elsewhere, then your job is to find a home for those things.
Or let it go.
Let it go. Because
it hasn't been important to you for the last 15 million years. Why does it suddenly become important when you're actually seeing it?
We have some amazing sponsors that help The Art of Decluttering get on the air every single week. We're on every single podcast app. We're on YouTube. We're even in Virgin Australia flights and their in-flight entertainment system. So if you want to reach our growing community, we would love you to come on board as a sponsor. So if that is of interest to you, email hello@artofdecluttering.com.au and we'll get our sponsorship kit straight out to you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Now, back to the show. Can I tell you a really inspiring story, Kirst?
Please do.
I was working for a lady that hired three of us to come in and declutter her house last year. So we did a full week with three of us in there. And I may have told this story before on the podcast, but she had a room in her house. So three-bedroom house, one single lady living in it. One of the rooms she had not been into at all in 20 years. She had not been in there. So she said to us, and it's the first time I've ever let this happen, but she said, I'm going to go out for lunch. I'm going to call my girlfriend. I'm going to say, I need to go out for lunch. And girls, I want you to throw every single thing in there in the skip, even the furniture.
You told us about this in our professional mistakes episode.
But
keep going.
Yeah. So her theory was, and I tried to, like, I was like, oh my gosh, this has never happened. I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with this. Anyway, she said, I have not needed that in over 2 decades. That is a very long time. So we got rid of everything out of that room. You're right, in the professional mistakes, there was a pottery.
Oh, I'm glad you think I'm right.
There was pottery that she wanted us to get for her. But bookshelves, there was mattresses, the lot went in the skip. Now, extreme example. First time I've ever had that happen.
Probably
and I tried
last.
To talk her out of it. I was like, don't you want to come? We can go through it. Maybe there's important things. Nope, chuck it all in the bin. But junk rooms are that. There's stuff you totally don't value. If you valued it, it wouldn't be in the junk room.
Yes.
Or if you value it and it's in the junk room, bring it out, put it on display, honour it.
Or create that room for that purpose. Yeah. So I remember a client that we couldn't walk into their junk room
mm-hmm.
because it was so full of procrastination.
Yep.
And so we started doing it little by little. Like I just
stood at the door.
We stood at the door. Whatever my foot touched, whatever my eyes landed on, we dealt with that. So here are some tips about how to go about actually decluttering your junk room. Now that Amy and I have got off our pedestal. What is it? Our soapbox.
Yeah.
We'll start giving you some tips about how to do this. There's two ways of doing junk rooms. Two ways of doing any room in your house. There's a fast way and there's a slow way. Give us the pros and cons of both of them, mate.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's pros and cons for both. So one of the pros of fast is momentum. So you actually get started and momentum comes and it kind of becomes easier because you build up your decision-making skills and you build up your ability to decide on each item. The con of that also is it's tiring. Like if you take on the whole room, particularly if you take it on by yourself, that's really exhausting and possibly you're biting off more than you can chew. So if you're...
And sorry to interrupt.
Go.
And you often get such a high from chucking things out that you chuck things out that you may regret because you're like, yes, let's light a match to it all and it all needs to go. Like you listen to Amy and I get all preachy and you're like, yes, they're right, all goes.
One of the ways you can do it fast is to get a professional organizer in. So wherever you are in the world, there's a professional organizer that can serve you. So if you want to go fast, I would recommend or we would recommend don't try and do that alone because what you can do is you can end up in more mess because if you go in there, in order to declutter, you end up creating more mess. And we say it to our clients all the time, just so you know, over the course of this session,
it gets better.
It's going to get worse before it gets better. And then when they freak out, you're like, it's okay. Remember, I warned you about this. Yeah. It's going to get better. But when it gets worse and you look at it and you think, what have I done? I've actually made this situation worse. It's very tempting to close the door again and walk off.
And professional organizers can also help you in what I said the con was, that you end up wanting to light a match to the whole room. Like we can pull you back down from that ledge and go, no, 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 it's okay. Let's be thoughtful and mindful about what we're doing here. Let's have intention. Let's really think about this.
So, Kes, I'll let you do the pros and the cons for going slow.
Going slow, the pro is that you do get to really assess. You can take your time in assessing what it is, and it's easier to do it by yourself because you're only tackling a little bit at a time. You're only tackling 15 minutes potentially at a time. And so you can do that. The con of that is it goes very slowly.
And I think the con of that too can be is when you're dealing with like a little section, what you may not recognize is that just over to your left is another pile of the same kind of thing.
Yes.
And so until you've got everything together, like items together, it can be difficult to declutter because you're like, I actually don't know how many of these I have, nor do I know how many I need.
Yes. So you go, oh, I'm going to keep these. And then you find 15 more of them.
Yeah.
And then you have to make that reassessment all over again when you find the 15 more because then you're like, oh, actually, I don't need 20. And you go back down to 5. But
yeah,
you do have to make that decision again.
One of the things that can be really helpful when you're doing your junk room is to book a hard rubbish collection. So what we do in our family is we book hard rubbish collections and then we decide what we're putting out. So we have a hard rubbish collection booked for 2 days from now. So I said to Cal and the boys as I was leaving this morning, oh, guys, we've booked a hard rubbish collection for Monday. If there's any hard rubbish around, make sure it goes out the front. It doesn't bother me if the only thing that goes out is like a broken pot. I don't care because I know that if I book it, more likely than not, we fill our hard rubbish. So for a junk room, sometimes you can get in there and go, oh, this a coffee table is ruined, the leg's not is broken, it's not usable, but I don't know what to do with it because it's so big and bulky. So by having a hard rubbish collection booked, you can take that straight out to the nature strip or book a skip straight in the skip so you've got solutions as you go and book a collection for your op shop pickup too.
Awesome.
So you've got options and you don't feel trapped once you actually get in there.
What have you found in junk rooms before?
Oh, what haven't I found? Like literally.
Have you found mice?
I was about to say.
Have you found dead mice?
Dead mice. Skeletons of dead mice.
Good. Not human skeletons.
Not human skeletons. I've found human remains, as in ashes.
Yeah.
In junk rooms. But I couldn't even tell you. I found everything. I've found naughty things that are illegal in junk rooms because someone's put it in there in the 80s and no one's really thought about the fact that that became illegal in the 90s.
What do you mean, like a gun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gun, ammunition.
It just sounded funny. You're like, naughty things. It could have been anything. What's your naughty is not necessarily right. My naughty.
But things like illegal. that people have completely forgotten about. What about you? Have you got a weirdest thing you found in a junk room?
The mice. Dead mouse.
Yeah, lots of dead mice.
Yeah.
Lots of droppings, lots of skeletons.
Yeah.
Dust bunnies.
Yeah.
What I want to say too is on behalf of Kirsten and I, there's never any shame if you do have a junk room that you cannot open the door on. That doesn't bother us even in the slightest. In fact, we kind of get excited.
Can't you hear the excitement in our voices?
We want to help you reclaim that space.
Yeah.
So don't ever feel, oh my gosh, I'm too bad. No, we love it. We love it. We love it. We love it.
Yeah. Awesome. So we want to really challenge you to think about, even if you don't have a junk room, what is a space in your house that is a junk space that you have let procrastination come alive, breed, have babies, has grown to be bigger than you at first anticipated? And we want to challenge you and encourage you this week to get into that space and really give it purpose and make it come alive with the joy that you do want that place, that space, and all that room to be, because you are totally worth it. You're totally worth the investment of a couple of hours or a couple of days, and you are totally worth investing in a professional organizer if that's what it takes and if that's what you, your unique family needs to bring to life the joy and the passion that has gone in there to die.
Yeah. We would love to have some resurrections with you of your passions.
Keeping on the preaching theme, Amy, good one. Okay, I have a review today from Leisha, 1986, from iTunes. Oh, to be born in 1986. So she says, I seriously love your podcast. It's changed my life. Before your podcast, I went to a hypnotherapist to help convince me to be tidier. I didn't feel like I had any other option to learn how to change my habits. Oh my goodness, I'm reading this review for the first time. Amy.
I know.
Then I found The Art of Decluttering. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Once again, I can't thank you enough for how much your podcast has helped me.
Uh-huh.
Ah!
How good is that review?
Leisha.
Leisha, thank you.
Oh!
We are so honoured to help you, my friend.
Ah.
So, so honoured. And this is why we do what we do.
Oh, I'm getting teary.
I know you are.
Oh, I am so... my life has just been made complete.
I love it.
That's so amazing. Oh, if you have a story like Leisha, please share it with us. Not because we want to feel better about ourselves, but we want other people to know the joy and freedom that has come and your story. Like, you need to be celebrated. Celebrate yourself. Let us all give you a pat on the back by celebrating your story, by sharing it with us either on iTunes or Facebook or Insta stories, Instagram, however you want to share your story, you are worthy. You are worthy of celebration. Let us celebrate you.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Right. Go. Banish procrastination from your house. Tell it it no longer lives in your house.
Go get them. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.